New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. As you know by now, the flood warning along the St. Clair River has been extended until Sunday afternoon. Number of homes around East China and elsewhere along the St. Clair River have been damaged. If you are one of those homeowners and the damage extends to your furnace or your water heater, your gas, natural gas furnace or water heater, Semco Energy needs to hear from you. Joining us right now from Semco is Tim Lubbers. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is a big deal down there in the area along the river, isn't it?
It is. It's a big deal. It's a tough deal for a lot of folks that live or work in that area. And, folks have a lot to think about and be concerned about when this happens. And what we're trying to get a message out is, hey, if you have some gas equipment that may be affected by the flooding either near or at your home or business, give us a call at 800-624-2019. That's our customer service line. And we can send a crew out there to make an assessment, either isolate individual appliances if we need to, or shut off gas service if we need to keep it safe. And I know it's tough to hear, but people are thinking about a lot of different things and they might not think about natural gas, but
sure,
that flood water can affect the performance of your appliance. We'd really like for you to give us a call. So if you're concerned about it, we can come out. There's no cost. And if we do, for safety reasons, turn off the meter, then there's not a cost to reestablish service. So we don't want people to not call us because they think, oh, I'm going to get a charge to shut off, to turn on. No, we just want to make it safe for everybody.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. And speaking of keeping it safe, I mean, that's been something for the last almost year now that your technicians have had to do when they make house calls, isn't it?
Yeah. And, it's tough sometimes. We don't do work on individual appliances, but people call us and sometimes we're like, okay, that appliance is not safe, so we're gonna red tag that appliance and take it out of service, and then customers need to get something repaired from a contractor or something like that. But really, we just want to make it safe, and our technicians will be masked.
Right.
We have safety protocols with the current safety requirements centered around COVID, and if customers call us, we want the call. We'll be masked up going in if we can keep, ask customers to keep their distance while we're doing our work. We'd really appreciate that to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, all right, good to know. It is so cold out there, and it's going to be for quite some time. Do we have enough natural gas to keep everybody in the Semco Energy area warm and toasty for the next few days?
We do. We do have enough natural gas supply to keep everybody toasty, and that's an important point. What I think I always try to say this time of year is, yeah, it is cold. And although natural gas is relatively inexpensive compared to where it's been, historically, so folks shouldn't have a concern about that cost. But because of COVID, I know a lot of folks are economically challenged now. If customers think they're going to have a problem paying their bill, please call us sooner rather than later. Mm. We have payment plans. We can put folks in touch with assistance. But the worst thing is, and I know it's if a customer's having a tough time and they're not sure what to do, but call us early, sooner rather than later. We can set something up. We want to work with all our customers. We want to keep everybody warm. There's plenty of gas, but we just don't want people to get caught in a bind because we don't hear from them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. I think you're right. I mean, that is like the last step is to shut off service, but there's a lot of other steps before that, which include, like you said, payment plans, working with customers to make sure that doesn't have to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we work really hard. Our customer service team is skilled on just trying to find ways to work with folks, but communication is key, and that's important. And there are lots of options for folks. Payment plans are one, but there are assistance options out there. We just got to connect people to the right way and work with them. And there's lots of ways to do that. So that's important. There's plenty of gas. but we just want to make sure customers don't get caught short if they're struggling and don't contact us.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Talking with Tim Lubbers from SEMCO Energy. One more time, just to let people know, if you are experiencing flooding along the St. Clair River, it's impacting your natural gas furnace or water heater or other appliance, you're asking those folks to give you a call, right?
Right. Give us a call at 800-624-2019 and let our customer service reps on those phones let them know you have a concern. The water may be impacting your appliance, and we'll send somebody out as soon as we can to check it out.
All right. Sounds good. Tim, appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, and stay warm.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Fort Huron. Stay warm indeed. Again, that phone number at SEMCO Energy is 800-624-2019. That's 624-2019 if you're one of those folks along the St. Clair River who's experiencing flooding and it's impacting your natural gas furnace or water heater. Give SEMCO a call.